This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Tonight, we will watch Kamala Harris and Donald Trump take the debate stage with the election just 8 weeks away. And for more, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, what are you expecting?
You know, it's interesting. You know, been watching Kamala Harris debate for some 21 years now, since she first ran for district attorney of San Francisco. And I was looking back and going over the different debates. And I have to tell you something, Margie, for all the talk of her being a prosecutor and prosecuting Donald Trump, she actually does better when she holds off from that persona and rather just kind of tries to stay above the fray. Back in 2003, she was running for district attorney in a three-way race against incumbent Terrence Hallinan, who had indicted the entire top of the San Francisco Police Department for obstruction of justice, which was later thrown out. Bill Fazio, who was an attorney and former prosecutor, and herself. And the questions were going back and forth, and it was a pretty ugly race because people were accusing Hallinan of being irrational. They were accusing Bill Fazio of getting swept up in a massage parlor bust. And then the question came to Harris about, well, what about your relationship with Willie Brown? And what she did was say, she pivoted. She said, she didn't even answer the question. She said, look, people here want to know what's good about the world and how we're going to make it better. And she just sidestepped that question, and it's changed the whole debate. And she's done that repeatedly. She doesn't necessarily, when she wins, it's not when she goes on attack. It's when she lets those attacking her fall into their own trap.
Do you think that she'll be able to do that? I mean, Hallinan and Fazio, a little bit different than Trump. The insults will probably fly out of his mouth. I don't think he can help it. Will she be able to keep her cool?
Well, if she does, she wins, because when she ran against Steve Cooley, who was the Los Angeles district attorney, she was the San Francisco district attorney for attorney general. They were going back and forth on this, on exchanges and stuff. She kept it civil. And then the question came up as to whether he was going to keep his pension from being DA at $150,000 when he was running as when he was going to be attorney general. And he said yes. And he started talking about how little the attorney general made. And she just said, go for it, Steve. And he just dug himself into a commercial that she ran all over Los Angeles in the final weeks of the campaign. When she did go on the attack is when she went after Joe Biden in the first primaries of the Democratic primary and said that he was too cozy with segregationists in the Senate, and that she had, quote, been that little girl on the bus that had helped desegregate a Berkeley school. Now, initially, that threw her up in the polls. People jumped on that. They started printing T-shirts. But then it just led to her drop because people didn't necessarily like what they saw. So a lot of it's going to be her holding back, if she holds back and lets Trump do what it is he's going to do, that's when she scores. If it goes head to head, I'm not sure how it would turn out.
It'll be so fun to watch. We'll talk about it afterwards. Okay? Tomorrow. Phil Matier, he's getting the popcorn ready. That is KCBS insider Phil Matier, and Phil will be back tonight at 5:50.